Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Keisha. May I help you?
Yes, I was charged without my permission for some pills that I did not order that was mailed to my house, and I want to know how you going to get those pills back to you and credit my account.
Okay, ma'am, I have to pull up your account. You stated you didn't make the purchase for this product initially. Can I get your zip code?
74063.
Your first and last name?
Joyce Swafford.
And for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
508 Old Town Road, Sand Springs, Oklahoma, zip 74063.
Yes, ma'am. So it's showing you initially purchased Aikido Ascend in the cleanse. You called in, you got the cleanse canceled out stating you didn't order it. Now, you were made aware of the 30-day trial and that you have to call back in to cancel between those days or you'll be automatically signed up on a subscription. Didn't call back?
No. It was canceled out after the first one, and I did not give an okay. And how are you going to get these pills back? Because I'm not spending any money. And this was taken care of a long time ago, and you did not have permission to charge it.
Okay,
period.
Ma'am, so as I previously stated, on the call that was recorded on March the 15th, you were explained that you had a 30-day trial and you were offered a 40% discount. You had until April the 8th to call back in to cancel. You did not call in, so you were billed the out-of-trial charge, and you're signed up on that subscription because you never called in to cancel it, ma'am. So that's why you received those products. And due to health regulations and COVID, we cannot allow that product back into the mail. It's showing here on the call.
No, I did not.
So that didn't happen on the 15th of March, ma'am?
No, it didn't. I did not
have
ma'am, anything to do with it.
We're going
to
pull that call, and we're going to listen to that call verbatim. Give me just one moment. Okay, ma'am, give me just one moment. My supervisor is pulling that call. Once we pull that call, we will listen to it, and we'll be able to assist you further. Continue to hold the line for me. Okay, ma'am. So it's showing that you did speak with the different agent back on the 15th at 5:46 p.m. and those terms were agreed and explained to you. So, ma'am, you'll have to cancel out this account today. We won't be able to allow those products back into our warehouse.
I had called and canceled. Why'd I have to call and cancel again?
No, ma'am, because it's showing here, ma'am, when you called in, it wasn't to cancel. You called in to cancel the cleanse. You didn't cancel out the keto. You agreed to an extension on the keto with the 30-day trial, and you were granted a 40% discount for the keto only.
No, I did not.
Ma'am, those are the showing.
I
did
not.
These are the terms that are showing, and this is what our supervisor said we have to follow about. So now today you have to cancel out this keto if you don't want to receive any more of these products. Now, this product is our natural ingredients. We can offer.
I'm taking it up with the credit card. I canceled, and I am not going to pay for it. I'm calling the credit card.
Okay,
I canceled.
And they'll contact us, and we'll provide them with the call to show that you agreed to those terms. So as I previously stated, ma'am, we have to get you canceled out here today, ma'am. Ma'am.
Cancel it out. Cancel it out, and I'm calling my agency. I'm calling the credit card.
Okay,
ma'am. I did not agree to it.
I'm only here to help you, ma'am. It's showing here on these terms that you were here. Now, I can get you canceled out here today if you don't want to be billed or shipped any more of these products. Well, now, we have the courtesy. We can offer you a 75% discount on future orders.
I don't know. How much is that?
With a 75% discount, that'll make those products give me just $22.78.
I don't want them. I'm
okay.
Canceling out again, and
yes,
I'm calling
ma'am.
The credit
and
card.
I understand that, ma'am. You already said that. So as I was stating, your account is now canceled out. You will not be able to ship any more of our products, and we have a cancellation number for you. Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yes.
C as in Charlie, 9-8.
Just a minute. C?
9-8-6. B as in boy, 6. B as in boy, 9-8. A as in apple.
Two A's?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're telling me I still owe $25?
No, ma'am. We haven't charged your account $25. You were charged for that last shipment on the 10th of May, which was the $55.74 that was agreed upon.
I did not. I canceled the other.
You canceled the cleanse, ma'am. You didn't cancel the keto. Those are the notes that we have here, ma'am.
Your system's messed up. Somebody else has done something.
Ma'am, we have the call, ma'am. Our supervisor listened to the call when you were on the call with the agent. You canceled the cleanse. You did not cancel out that keto, ma'am.
Yes, I did.
Okay,
ma'am.
Well, your account is now canceled out. You will not be able to ship any more of our products. I want to thank you for calling customer support.
I'm calling the credit
card. Enjoy your
day.